So your hands were.
You'll get it on, yeah.
When you got grease on your hands, you say, my hands were.
Greasy. Got ash grease on my hands. It's usually pretty thick, gunky like.
Yeah.
I always try to find me an old croaker sack, an old throwaway rag, and get the beaky stuff off. Then I'd get me some coal oil, wash it, put a can of wipe my hands, and then get some soap, clean them off.
But when the axle started squeaking, you know that the wheel needed to be.
Right.
You knew the wheel needed to be.
Just like your mower machine you use around your yard, anything that goes squeaking or needs some oil, you better grease it.
Did you ever use four mules to a wagon?
Not abreast. Have two here, two yonder. Ahead of one another, not abreast.
What was the most your dad had? Did he ever have more than the most number of horses or mules?
All two. He'd probably have a horse and a mule.
Now, you saw them when they were going to drag logs, they would use, say, four mules?
Sometimes.
And the two in the front were the what?
Lead mules, lead horses. And you could have them trained. And if you just got a pair of that, one of them you got trained, he knows. Most time, both of them will. You'll have one that's smarter than just like people smarter. You smarter than I am, see. Yeah, you can do something, you know what to do, and tell me something, I'm dumb, I don't know how. But I got to watch you, you're leading me. Well, I had a first cousin, he hauled logs. He had a pair of mules. One of the old mules was named Rube. And I've seen that fella, you talk about being cruel to a dumb brute. But a mule's hard-headed, you know. If you want to work a mule over, you got to work on his ears. Well, I've seen them get out there in a big old log that the mule couldn't hardly move. They just like near you, it's too heavy, I don't believe I can pick it up. You can be made to pick it up. I need to holler at them, come on, let's get it. One of them fly out there and the other one fly back. Well, he had a whip there and he'd work them over it. He'd talk to old Rube. Maybe hit him over the ears a time or two. And I've seen them old mules get down on their knees. Just pitiful. Under the strain that they were under pulling a log. They'd pull it. Same thing in loading. They had these old log wagons. They'd bunch their logs up, you know. A bunch of them would be lined up here. You'd have your log wagon sitting here. Well, you'd have a piece of timber or a pole or something that it would hold the log up. One here, one over yonder, front and back of the log for the wagon.